Podcast Network Asia.
What about this guy?
That is a crazy take right there.
Oh my god, this would happen to me all the time, dude.
What's up, manga boomers? Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro, the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants. With your hosts, Angelo, Sanya, and Ron, we tackle all the latest gaming, anime, comic book, toys, and collectible topics from the perspective of titos and titas from the Philippines.
We're the worst rap group ever.
What do you mean? We're one of the greatest.
Son is still on mute.
We're better than the Beatles.
Son is speaking on mute.
Hey, is she? Hey,
hey. How are we doing this? Hold on. Son, you're still on mute.
Oh, yeah. Unmute.
Oh my god, I've been talking this whole time.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey.
It's a trap.
Usapan Retro. Yo.
Here we go.
People watching us.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know.
Usapan Retro. Usama ko. Si Sanya. Yes. Welcome to Usapan Retro, not a sponsored episode.
Not a sponsored episode.
At all.
Not a sponsored episode.
Not an ad, just a fan.
Wait, so when we upload this, like on like other formats, do we have to say promotional item? I don't care. Do you ever actually like
it? Promotional item paid for.
Yeah.
Like branded content on Instagram. Totally I know there's that. Content. You need to do that.
But
I don't know about other places. Hey, Anonymous is here. What's up? And Makusu.
What's
up,
guys?
And the geeky ones are here too.
Hey, so what's up? This is Usapan Retro. We are the only talk show for Tito and Tita nerds here on Kumu. Kaya, we're number one. I can say we're the only one. I'm hanging out with the coolest Tita of them all, Sanya Smith. Where are you broadcasting from?
I am broadcasting from Taguig. Hello from Taguig.
And then who are you, Tito?
Sir.
Hi, guys. Mano na kayo. Tito Ron. You know what I'm saying? I'm broadcasting live from Eastside, San Jose, California. I'm at the Sara Sara store.
We're gonna give a shout out to the people at Jack and Jill and B-Cut. Apparently somehow they found our show and they wanted us to talk about B-Cut chips, which we actually like, so we said hell yeah, and now we have this special
They didn't even have to send anything over because we already had V-Cut in our houses.
Yeah, we had V-Cuts in
our houses. We have our t-shirts. Like, they don't even have to send anything.
Yeah, we had these V-Cut USB drive.
The USBs? USB cuts.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
I'm good at it, though. How does this thing open? Like that. Oh, snap,
aww,
dude. This is where I'm going to upload our episode.
Some
and
ASMR for you. Hold on. Some ASMR. Let's do that.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know what we're going to be talking about, normally we talk about comic books, manga, anime, cosplay, video games. But we always talk about things from our past. Okay? We're called Usapan Retro. But today we're going to be talking about our favorite childhood snacks.
That's awesome, Sanya.
That is so But before we get started with our episode, maybe we should give some nerd updates, guys. Nerd updates.
Ooh.
Updates. Me?
Yeah,
all right. So ESGS actually just started this weekend. Bum, 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 bum. It is the esports and games. Oh my god, I forgot. The ESGS games.
Summit.
Huh? Summit. There you go. I'm gonna say show. Summit. Yeah.
I've been seeing that. They've been they've been posting.
Yeah, we went last year.
Yeah, we went last year, but they've been posting it on our a couple of the Usapan Retro Facebook members are there. Mika is Mika Fabella, Mika Fabs. Mm-hmm. She's one of the shoutcasters shouting, and she's been posting it. So cool. You've been a shoutcaster, haven't you?
I was shoutcasted for like the Tekken tournament that we did like 2 years ago. That was super, super fun. But yeah, there you go. ESGS. That's happening for the next 3 days. I think we're on day two right now.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's happening again tomorrow. So yeah, COVID did not stop them from doing their thing. So they found a way to do it online. On the online. So congratulations to those guys. Shout out to Joe. Joe Bert. Yeah, we're definitely going to have this guy on the show for sure. For sure.
How about you, Ron? Anything cool about anything cool this week happening in the world of nerddom?
Well, to keep it kind of nerdy and to also bring it within the realm of Kumu and stuff here, Disney had released a trailer for Raya and the Last Dragon. If you guys haven't seen that trailer yet, it's very awesome. Not only that, a lot of the Raya, I believe, and the Last Dragon.
I don't believe I've even seen or heard or any of this. This is Raya?
The main character, I believe, it is a race that is a mix of Filipino, Malaysians, all that stuff. Oh. So when you see the faces on here, you will see the noses that belong to us, our eyes that belong to us.
Really? This is Disney?
Yeah, it is a mixture of a whole bunch of different Asian cultures, though, too. I had talked about this earlier in the week. I did want to bring it up on Usapan Retro, though. Make sure you guys watch the trailer. It's pretty badass.
Oh, my goodness. This looks really cool.
Yeah.
I already like
that's,
it.
That's huge.
Looks so cool, but the liberal in me wants to hate on it, wants to find something to hate on it, but it looks so cool.
You might. You know what I'm saying? You might, but I'm just saying.
I think
the trailer is amazing. The trailer is amazing. So can't wait. She is holding a stream of sticks too. She is her main weapon of choice.
So, oh my god, represent!
Yes, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Will she be eating V-cut in this movie?
Yes.
Okay, this movie's awesome. All of a sudden, I'm watching it.
Yes. That's tight, dude. Okay.
That's really cool.
Anybody liberal hating on this? You're whack. All right. Cool. I'm sorry. You're whack. I'm happy, dude. I think that looks cool. I'm excited.
Hey, EO, thank you for the V-Cut
Party Pack. What's up?
My favorite virtual gift. My favorite virtual gift.
My favorite as well.
Yes,
let me see.
Mine too, for me, aside from the E-Face, but yeah.
I haven't been paying attention to anything nerdy this week. I don't even know what's going on. I think, I don't know. Yeah, sorry guys, I'm not up on my nerd game this week.
It is all good. I did a pass last week too, so.
Yeah, but what I am up on is some Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill pizza, which has the perfect crunch, everyone. The perfect crunch, okay? Oh yeah, guys, if you guys didn't know, the way this show works, right, is we're going to be talking about our favorite childhood snacks, right? This should be interesting. I say I grew up in the States, Ron grew up in the States, and Sonia grew up in Malaysia. And
Malaysia, truly Asia.
Malaysia, truly Asia. Yeah, so I don't know why we have an Australian accent.
I don't know why either.
So the way this works, guys, is we're going to be talking about our favorite snacks, and then we're going to ask you a question, and whoever answers the question about their favorite snacks or about our favorite snack, we'll win 5,000 coins. Ganun lang yan. Mabilis lang yan. I just ask you a question, and then you just answer. But before we get to our pick, let's talk about our why Jack and Jill is our favorite snack, and why is it my favorite? Well, actually, we're going to cover that later. Let's
read it. A little bit later.
My favorite Jack and Jill. I'm actually reading the wrong part right now. Oh, Jack and Jill has the perfect crunch. Shall we test it out?
I'm going to test it out.
Some ASMR, guys. Some ASMR.
I am a chip connoisseur, so I can tell by the crunch. You feel me? I am a chip connoisseur, so look.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going to take a listen.
This open.
I got the barbecue flavor. The barbecue spice. The barbecue.
What you got?
What
you got?
All right, let me try. Onion and garlic. Ready?
Okay.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm.
That passes the crunch test for sure. So
that
I don't know.
Definitely crass.
I started doing this thing where I eat my chips with chopsticks because you don't want to get stuff on your fingers.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Bougie.
You're in the middle of the pandemic.
Ahead,
all
right,
so let's do this.
Ooh, that sounds hella crunchy, dude. Hold on a
second. Oh, yum. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I really like it because it snaps. Like, I mean, I've had some boo-boo. I've had some boo-boo-ass chips here before.
Hard to find a good chip out there in the Philippines.
That's so true.
See, it's so hard to get B-cut. We're so lucky because we can get B-cut anytime we want here in the Philippines. But yeah. Ron couldn't get a B-cut. And
he has to go
chipless right now because he's broadcasting from San Jose. Yo, B-cut, let's help out Ron. Let's go ship him over some B-cuts, yo.
All right,
here we go, guys. We're going to get into our favorite childhood snacks, guys. Ganito lang to. We're gonna go around and say what our favorite childhood snack is, and then we're gonna ask you a question about that snack, and whoever answers correctly will get 5,000 coins. I think I'm gonna be asking the question for number 5 today. So we're gonna begin with Miss Sonia Smith. What is your 5th favorite childhood snack of all time?
Oof. Okay, so this one I just kind of threw in here because when you see this, I don't know if anybody's familiar with this, but if you've lived in Asia, especially in Malaysia or Singapore, you have definitely come across these. It's either you hate them or you love them, or you just don't know why you love them so much, like me. Like I particularly would never go out of my way to get them, but whenever I had them, I would just find myself munching on them all the time. And they're called, I think they're pronounced as Hal Flakes. I don't know if you guys ever got those.
Oh, my God. Dude,
right?
Yes.
Do you remember these?
Yes.
Yes.
Fire. We use those for fake communion. Oh, my God.
All the time. Body of Christ. Hal.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So Hal Flakes are, yes, universal Asian families. Hal Flakes. They're definitely a fire pick. Yes, I used to do the same thing, Ron. When we were kids, especially when you weren't old enough yet, you haven't had your first communion.
Yes,
that was our role playing, like body of Hal.
Oh my God, dude!
The body of Hal.
Yeah,
it was so weird. Like I don't know. One of the older kids in my class would tell me it was made from like human meat one time, and I actually believed him. It's made from babies. I'm like, ooh, what?
Hey, what is that made from though?
From a fruit. It's made from the how something fruit. Hold on, let me Google that really, really quick.
What make these things perfect? Like
what?
I'm mind blown right now, guys.
If they crunch like B-cut when you bit them.
They were from they were not crunchy, that's for sure. They are made from the Hawthorn fruit.
What's up, man?
It's a fruit, actually.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, do they still make those, though?
Hell yeah,
I haven't seen these in a while, but
buy me a pack, Angela. Buy me a pack.
Yeah. I'll buy you a pack, dude. They got them in Binondo.
I'll send them with James.
Give me a list of what you want. I'll send it with James.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Crazy.
Ron Sara.
Oh, man.
What is your pick for your number 5 favorite childhood snack of all time?
All right, I am actually going to go with the Filipino snack this time. And it also happens to be from Jack and Jill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, when I would first start going out to the Philippines as a kid, yung tatay ko may sari-sari store siya na parang ganito. And what I used to do, Angelo, was I used to take money from our own register and go buy the chips for my grandpa. And I used to buy cheese curls all the time. So I'm going to go with cheese curls as my number 5 favorite snack of all time.
Cheese curls.
It played into my childhood of being in the Philippines. I ate that for an entire summer, you know what I'm saying? So Jack and Jill, cheese curls, they held me down. Shout out to Jack and Jill for that. And I haven't had a bag of those in such a long time. But man.
Cute character, though.
Yeah, it's a new character, right?
Yeah. I wonder, I'm sure that character has a name. Oh, there's a girl, too. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, but the original one was just, I mean.
Yo, if anybody knows classic. Where to pick up Jill chips in San Jose, please tell Ron, because we need to.
Do Ron a favor, send him over. Yeah, it does melt in your mouth, Denise. That's so true.
It's so soft. It's so soft.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Very, very good. Mouth, but they don't crunch
but they do have a very good cheese dust at the end. Very good amount of cheese dust at the end that you can snort or consume any way that you would like.
You got a cheese dust bay move.
What's up, Av? Oh, he told me. Oh, see, look, Av gave me the plug. He said Hostetter Road in San Jose. Oh. Thank you, Av, for that.
Nice.
I shall go.
And that's my grocery list. Very good. Very good.
So my favorite, I'm going with my choice for number five for my favorite childhood snack of all time. I'm so old. I remember when these things first came out, right? And these were like super, super cool because it was like jewelry you could eat. And
yes, this almost made my list too. Yes, these are the greatest.
I don't know if anybody had. I'm so old, but I remember when Ring Pops came out, and they were like cool. Yeah, they were cool because you could like play around and like just suck. But now you think about them, like Ring Pops would not fly these days, right? Like kids running around just like, oh man, I remember I used to just wear that thing and whack it around everywhere.
Yeah,
that's our wedding thing when we play
house. Oh my gosh, I remember these so. Yeah, great memories here.
So you got the Ring Pop in Malaysia?
Yeah, there was Ring Pop in Malaysia. You even had like the other one. It was called Push Pop. I think it came around the same time. Push Pop and Ring Pop. I remember Push Pop would get so sharp.
Yeah,
I could stab somebody with it. Yeah, but Ring Pop.
Grape was my favorite.
It already. I remember the flavor.
Yeah, grape was mine. I had a lot of grape.
All right. Here's my question for 5,000 coins, Okay, ready? Okay, because so Ring Pops were cool because they were like jewelry that you could suck on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what has the crunch? What snack is the crunchiest, guys? Just type it in. What snack is the crunchiest? Guys.
Nadine!
Nadine! You win 5,000 coins!
Good job!
That was just
not sponsored, guys. Just reminding you all, this is not a sponsored episode.
We got through round five. We have some international picks. We had a local Filipino pick, and we had an international U.S. candy pick. So that was pretty cool.
Lagi ka bang nag-OT tapos OTY? Meron ka bang mga salbahing boss at pabidang mga office mates? Nako, isa kang immortal. I'm Stanley Chi from The Underpaid Podcast. We talk about work-related topics na parang nagchichismisan lang sa pantry. It's a pro-employee podcast na relatable sa lahat ng nag-opisina, pumapasok man, petics, o work from home. Listen and subscribe to The Underpaid Podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Kita-kits, mga immortal.
All right, going into choice number four.
Okay.
Who's going to ask the question on this?
I believe I am.
You'll go last, so we'll kick it off with Sonia.
I was going to take a bite of my V-cut, but okay, we're going to go with number four. All right, so number four, man. Okay, so these were my absolute favorite. I'm pretty sure they've had these everywhere. These were... just they looked pretty and like, I don't know, they're just really tasty. And they were really easy to get, man. They were so easy to get. You would get them at birthday parties, the cafeteria, canteens, everywhere. They were basically showering in them. But I didn't even know what they were actually called until I started Googling. Like I had to put the description on Google. Super, super long description. But they're actually called iced gem biscuits. I don't know if you can see.
Oh,
these were my number four. Like these biscuits were so
I know
good.
Those. I
so
know
they
those
were like little biscuits that had like icing on them. Ice gem biscuits. That's what they're called. Like baon ko yan nung elementary. That's what Danonimo said. And oh, Danica P, I only ate the icing. Me, I was weird. I didn't eat the icing. Weird.
I think that's
like,
the only thing you would probably eat. The cookie was good, though. The cookie's
the
good.
The cookie was good. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, like, it depends. Oh, my God. Danica threw the biscuit. We would have been friends, actually. Like, you'd give me the biscuit, and I'll just give you the icing.
The icing.
Yeah, see, look how pretty they are. I don't know if you can still get these here. Like, are they still a thing?
I don't know. I never tried them.
I haven't seen them in like since I was a kid, so I don't know.
Oh wow!
Gem biscuits.
They're so pretty. Like oh, they're so
okay. Papa Jason said we could still get them. All right, Papa Jason.
You can? Ooh, you still have them here? Okay, we'll have to look in the grocery store. Still cool. Available. So, yeah. Very nice, guys. Awesome, awesome.
Do you have any other memories of ice gem snacks? If you guys have any, just type it up. We'll give you a shout out, and you and Sonia can go eat ice.
I would actually pick them apart. Like you just take it, you can just remove the icing part and you can just eat whatever part you like. So yeah.
Okay.
It worked out best.
I'm gonna go with my pick for number four favorite childhood snack of all time, right?
Yeah.
I'm going this time with a beverage. There was a lot of different flavors, right? But we're going to go with Capri Sun, right? But.
Dude.
Drank the Capri Sun. What the hell is this? This is a new Capri. That's whack, dude. That's not the new Capri Sun.
That's not here.
I don't buy that Capri Sun. Like,
I don't think that's here.
That's the one right there.
Yeah, but you don't want to follow the rules, guys. This is what made me a rebel when I was a child.
Yes. I think I know what you're going to say.
If you put the straw in the hole and follow the rules, even this applies to Zesto, okay, Danonymous?
Yes.
If you follow the straw and you put it inside the hole, you're hella corny. You're corny, bro. You need to flip it upside down.
Are we still talking about Capri Sun?
Yeah, you need
okay.
to
just making sure.
You need to flip it upside down, and this is the way you drink these drinks. This is the way you're supposed to drink your drinks in a bag. But this one is this is it. This is how you drink a Capri Sun or a Zesto, guys. That's it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you actually poked it in the hole, you are a psychopath. It's scientifically proven. Nice.
What about this guy?
That is a crazy take right there.
Oh my God, this would happen to me all the time, dude. Oh, I'd be on the bus on the way from school, like, oh, finally get to drink my Capri Sun, and then that would happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the worst. The worst.
Okay, so yeah. But same as the Philippines. I didn't have Zesto growing up, but Capri Sun was my childhood thing. So
yeah, for sure.
I shout out the thing. But don't drink the don't drink it the normal.
That's why you gotta drink it. That's literally why I would
flip it over.
I was gonna say
poke it in the butt.
How many seconds does it take you guys to finish that entire thing?
Oh wow!
I can finish it in 5 seconds.
I can finish that in 20 seconds. Yeah, I can. Yeah. I can kill that entire thing. That's why I hate buying those. It's like
smash it on your head and be like, "Yeah!"
You can't chill with it. You got to just kill that, like right there in there, Capri Sun.
All right. Here we go, Sonia Smith, for your 5,000 coin pick. What is your fourth favorite childhood snack of all time?
My fourth favorite? I think I did my fourth favorite.
No, it's Ron. Oh, shit.
It's Ron. Yeah, it's Ron. I was like, wait, what? Ron.
Hi, guys. Hi.
My number four
favorite pick. This one is real.
You know what the answer has to be, right, to the question, right? Okay, it's the same. I'll private message you, okay?
I'm just eating my meat cut here.
Let me speak slow.
Okay. What would your number four pick? And then you can read what I wrote on the private chat.
Okay.
Makutu Ron is in a Sara Sara store.
Yes, he is in a Sara Sara store. How much is the big dick, Ron? That's a great
one. My number four pick, Ron.
Okay, number four, let's go, Ron.
My number four favorite pick is another childhood favorite. Well, actually a childhood favorite, but also when we were talking about chips, that has to be a hard thing to get out there in the Philippines. I actually discovered this because I'm one of those chip nerds that need my ridges. You know what I'm saying? I need ridges in my chips. And if you guys don't know the ridges, it's a little cut, sir. And what do you think that's called there in the Philippines? It's called V-cut. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go the cheddar V-cut. It's my, that's actually the flavor that, you know, any type of cheddar chip is my go-to. So I'm going to go with, that cheddar V-cut. That's, you know, it's the closest thing that I can get to kind of like an American stateside chip, or I guess, you know what I mean? So like, the cheddar one was the first one that I had tried. And you guys know what I've been doing out there in the Philippines. You know what I mean? It happens to be a late night session. You guys need munchies inside the studio or whatever. V-cut was always on deck. Along with C2. I just remember drinking along with C2.
V-cut goes great with vegetables, especially broccoli.
Yes. Very much. Very much.
Thank you so much for the V-cut.
Yes. So I would consume a lot of bags of V-cut for sure. Especially that cheese flavor because, hey, I'm a cheese chip guy. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to go with that.
So what is your 5,000 coin question, Ron Sara? And you know what the answer has to be.
5,000 coins, guys, for 5,000 coins. All right. And this one's going to be a free-for-all. So I hope somebody gets the right answer first. And we do have Sonia and Angelo to confirm these answers too. But guys, I need, for 5,000 coins, I need the name of the other flavors of V-cut. Let's go. Hurry up. We said
just
one of them.
First one. Which one? Oh, Danica P.
Right there.
Danica P.
Yeah, Danica
V-cut
P.
Barbecue, nice. Which I believe Sonia was munching on. Sonia, right?
You had, I got the barbecue. I got the BBQ.
Shout out to V-cut, though. They held me down. You know what I mean? So, hey, potatoes.
Barry was laughing at
it. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Barry, join us on Kumu.
What's up? Oh,
they don't got that on Canada. They're behind. They're behind in Canada.
Canada. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. Sorry.
All right, let's go to. Wait. We got to take another crunch break. Hold on. This is not sponsored, guys.
Not sponsored. I literally just need to have like a little.
Hi guys, my name is Francesca.
And you've got me, Jelly.
You've got Del here.
All right, so we hear that you like to listen to podcasts. You know what? That is pretty cool. It's the in thing to do right now.
And we've got one. It's called The Eavesdrop. Do check it out, okay? We like to talk about everything and anything that's probably on your mind.
Unfiltered, unedited, sometimes to our own disadvantage. But go check it out after listening to this one.
Get ready for the next question. We have three more questions, guys.
We got three more.
15,000 coins more to give away.
We're practically just throwing these at you. So,
get ready. Yeah, it's going to be really, really easy, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's going to be? Sonia is going to be doing number three, so she's going to be going last, right?
Okay.
All right, so I'll go first since Ron went already, right? My pick for my third, my number three favorite snack of all time, guys. Number three favorite snack of all time. I think, I know, people in the Philippines might not know this, but I know Ron knows this because, you know, living in, growing up in occupied Mexico, that's just the snack that us grew up in. We're going to go with Pelon Pelo Rico.
That's my favorite right there.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
It's their version of a push pop.
Wait. So it's squishy. Yes. It's not a hard candy. Yes. Is it like a
Amazing. I could eat that all day.
Yeah.
Okay. So was it like a gum? No.
No.
No. It's tamarind. No. It's a tamarind.
Oh. Oh, this would have been... This would have been huge here. Why didn't they like?
And it came out like Play-Doh, Sonia. You see how it looks like?
It would have been here. Yeah, if you guys are interested, it tastes like Moni Moni, but if Moni Moni was spicy, it's like a tamarind spicy candy.
It's so good.
That would really save it
for later. You know what I mean? You could just, you know, put the red cap on, put it in your pocket.
I mean,
go back love the mascot though. He looks like
the only thing I wish it did do, Ron, was I wish it crunched.
That would probably taste pretty good on a V cut. I'm not gonna lie. I would try it. I would put that on a V cut.
Yes. This would make a great V cut flavor.
Don't let me get my stoner recipes and start using some pelon on some V-cut.
Guys, if you guys know where to get some Mexican candies out here in the Philippines,
yeah, man,
I suggest you try that. Once in a while, the mall in
Family Mart? Taguig,
the mall.
Market.
Market, yeah. The Metro at Market. Once in a while, they have a weird Mexican snacks there, and you might
really?
Be able to
find
them. I'll send you guys some when
he comes back. I'll send you guys.
I was literally about to say, I think we should pack a box and then switch, and then we'll do an unboxing here. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
Very good.
All right, we're on number three, right? We're gonna go with Ron. Ooh. Sara, what is your number three favorite childhood snack of all time?
My number one favorite. We had talked about this maybe a couple episodes ago. And I don't even know how we talked about it. Maybe we talked about it. But a childhood favorite of mine, because I used to slang these as a kid for a quarter each. in middle school, you know what I mean? A quarter each, 25 cents each. Super lemon.
Little bags of I remember those.
Little hard candies, guys, that were just, you know, that one with the girl.
What kind of super lemon is that?
That's definitely some super. Oh, I got that right now.
Incredible pulp. That's bawal. Okay.
So for a quarter, I would feed upon these little child's needs to have the back of their throat tingling with sour sensation and stuff. They were all addicts, and I was sold those for a quarter each. And I think they probably had like maybe, I don't know, like 40 in a bag or something like that for like $2. You know what I mean? So they also had a blue flavor and a cola flavor too, but the lemon one, arguably.
Like, these were super, super sour, right? Like super crazy sour. I remember my, because we didn't have a lot of American candies in KL because we were
I think that is an Asian candy though. It's a Japanese candy. I would only get them in the markets, you know. I'd have to go to an Asian market to get it.
My intro to this was one of my classmates from the States would like bring it and be like, "You've never had super lemons before?" Like, "No, never." And I remember it just being super like uncomfortably sour. Like, why would anybody eat this? And then I just couldn't stop eating it.
Doesn't that look medio porny to you? Oh, juicy.
Yeah, that's what we would have.
It's also lemon,
or she says something. It's like wrong English. It's also lemon.
It may be juicy though, but is it crunchy?
I don't think it crunches like this. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it. I like how Angelo does a four-finger shove. You know what I mean?
That Viva Crunch. Mmm, so good.
Dang you guys. So I'm lit right now. I'm high. Guys, all right. Where's my snacks at?
Good pick, Ron. All right, let's go. Ron selling it before he started selling other stuff. Here we go.
Very true. Let's go.
Right, here we go. Sonya Smith, what is your 5,000 coin choice for your third favorite childhood snack of all time?
Third favorite. Okay, so this one,
Wait.
I don't even think they're legally allowed to call this chocolate. Because I have no idea.
What are you peddling?
Okay. So they just came in these like little strips, kind of like, and then you just open it and then you just kind of chew on it and it's chocolate. It's supposed to be like, I don't know. It's just, I can't even describe it. There's just no way to describe it. I don't even know what the sort of international equivalent of this would be, but Chalky Chalky comes in at number 3.
Oh, yes.
They call it chocolate paste. I don't know if they can legally call it chocolate because there's a lot of garbage in there. But like as a kid, oh my God, we would go crazy over Chalky Chalky. Yes. Yep. Yep. Mm. Yep. So you just kind of like.
What is this thing? Australian? Is this Australian?
I don't know. It's Australian.
A koala on it. It got to be Australian.
It has to be Australian because a lot of the snacks growing up. We're Australian, actually. British and Australian snacks. So this is actually one.
Green Archer's is Philippines. Has anybody had Chalky Chalky?
I've never seen this here.
I've never seen Chalky Chalky in my life.
Oh yeah, I had that as a kid.
Okay, wow. Yeah. People have seen it. Oh wow.
It has a weird plastic. I don't
want to
say plastic.
It's a weird chocolate flavor, but I love it.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God.
It's not 100% chocolate, right? And sugar.
You brought back two foods I haven't seen in like over 30 something years. You know what I mean?
I think it's not 100% chocolate. Like how V-Cut is 100% potato.
Potato.
Right there in the packaging, guys. 100% potato. And it crunches.
Yeah, that did not crunch.
Got that crunch.
I need to find this thing. Okay, Chalky Chalky. Give it a try. Dope. Okay.
I don't think I would ever enjoy that as an adult, though. Like Chalky Chalky, I would probably avoid it. I'm just saying. But if we're like kids, we're addicted to that. Like I would trade on the bus. Like we would trade in the back. Like oh, I see your Chalky Chalky. You have that Nyan Nyan. I want the Chalky Chalky. Like, yeah.
Cool. All right. For 5,000 coins, Sonya Smith. What is your question for 5,000 coins? Get ready, guys. Hey, guys, if you answered already and you already won, you cannot answer again and win.
Yes,
all right.
Please.
So, Sonya, what is your question for 5,000 coins?
5,000 kakakumu kakakoins.
I love that.
I have a bag of chips behind me. Can you please tell me what flavor they are?
Damn, even I can't see it. Ah.
I know, but I'm trying
to see it. Okay, there it is.
The Radioactive Maiden Spicy Barbecue. Very nice. Very nice. You got
Radioactive Maiden. It's a new winner. Congratulations,
Welcome to the winner's circle over Top and
Retro. Yes. Congratulations. There we go. Now, we're getting into... This episode's moving pretty fast. Let's go.
It's fun. Hell yeah.
It's food, yeah. All right, we're going to get into choice number 2.
Everyone's hungry, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad at us that they're hungry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Get some snacks, guys.
Guys, if you're hungry, you know what snack to get. You know what's here. Hold on. One second, guys.
What just happened? Oh,
this is not a sponsored episode. I'm just saying. If you're hungry, you get a V-Cut snack. It's quite scrumptious and delicious.
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC.
So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Halo Halo Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah. Also, the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world. And we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh, fan mail. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes. And it's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
All right, moving on to number two, guys. I think I'm going to be asking the question here. So I will be going last. Let's see, who wants to kick it off? Sora Store. Ron at the Sora Store.
Oh, man.
Why don't you kick it off, dude? What is your number two favorite childhood snack of all time?
Angelo, this is a shout-out to you. This is also a shout-out to Jay Jericho in the comments down there because I think you guys will appreciate this. But my number two favorite childhood snack of all time. Look at, I got my Ric Flair on, but it is a WWF ice cream bars.
What?
When
I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Yes.
So, Angelo, I don't know if you can pull it up right now, but if you can look up WWF ice cream bars.
Of course I can. Of course I was. Man. There it is.
Right there. My favorite wrestlers from back in the day used to be on my favorite ice cream bar. So it would be a
ice
cookie
cream
bar.
Mania.
It would be a cookie bar with your favorite wrestler on it, and you would get some ice cream in the middle, and the other side would be chocolate. And it always came with a random card of a wrestler that you would get. So they don't make these anymore. These are non-existent. They've been trying to bring the version did come back earlier this year, but it is not the same. But a version did come back earlier.
What do they look like now?
They look like ice cream sandwiches now. They look like small squares now.
But how did the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase taste like? Have you tasted him?
Oddly, he tasted delicious.
Was he? But did he crunch?
No, he did not. What's up, Grub Life? Out of all,
he wasn't Mika, yummy.
What's up, bro? But yeah, one of my favorite snacks of all time. They did put out a brand new one earlier this year.
What is it called? Was it WWE?
Yeah, it's WWE now. Yeah, so you'd have to change it, first of all. But it's just not the same.
Oh, these all look cool, dude.
Yeah. So they took the chocolate out. Aww. They took the chocolate out. It no longer has the chocolate backing.
What? No chocolate? No.
Nah.
Are they trying to ruin people's childhoods? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I would love to taste me some hillbilly, some Hulkster,
yes.
Some Macho Man.
Some Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yep.
Some Ricky the Dragon. Yeah.
Wow.
Animal. Oh, my gosh. Dude, Animal was tight. Dude, who was Animal's tag team partner?
Hawk.
Yeah. Was it Hawk? I can't remember, dude. Animal. Yeah, it was Animal Hawk. Dude.
So for $1.50, you'd get these from the ice cream man and, you know. Hey, at 4:20 when I wasn't smoking.
What? Whoa.
Yet, I would get those black one. In the it's afternoon. I would get those in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Someone has a really good question here. So Grub Life says, so they weren't different flavors, right? I remember they all tasted the same. Okay.
Yeah, they were all different. Yeah, it would just you would just get a certain wrestler on the cookie and whatever card you got usually was either the person on the cookie or sometimes it'd be different. So, you never know who you'd get. So, yeah, shout out to my childhood. Shout out to my peoples out there that even know what I'm talking about. Very good snack back in the day. I almost had another snack, but we'll talk about that in our what others that we would have put on. Because this was a hard list, guys.
Hard list. Everybody take a bite. I saw that. That was the rule. This is a hard list.
Was that it?
Uh-huh.
For the next 4 weeks, guys, every time somebody says this was a hard list, we're taking a bite. Crunchy bite.
Well, I'm going to make you guys.
Well, this was a hard list. I'm going to take another bite.
All right.
It was a really, really hard list. Sorry. I'm going to take another bite.
Let's go. But, Sonya Smith, what is your choice for your number two favorite childhood snack of all time?
Okay, this one, I don't know if we had these here, but I'm a huge fan of like I love instant noodles. Instant noodles are, I know they're horrible. Yeah. I know they're terrible for you, but
no, they're awesome.
They just bring so much comfort. Honestly, they bring much comfort. And like, it's just an easy to make. So many different kinds, so many different flavors from different parts of the world. This particular, this is not meant to be eaten the way you think it would be. This was called Mommy Monster.
Oh, what?
Wow. I don't know if you had this. So there was Mommy Monster. I've never seen that before. What you would do is you would crush the bag, and then you would take the there was like a powder thing, flavor powder pack, and then you would the seasoning, and you would sprinkle it into the thing, and you would shake the bag, and then you would just eat it as is.
I remember I used to do this, but not with this. But I did not it with Ramblers. Yet.
But you did it with like Ramblers. That's probably why they came up with this, just to kind of like, reach that market. I don't know, but this
so
was
it
like
was meant to. They're and I love noodles. Then right,
you were supposed to. Yeah, you're not supposed to cook these. I actually never considered trying to cook them. I don't know what they would taste like, but these were really good. These were crazy. I loved the mascot, the mommy. All he would say, mommy. Yeah, this was like. Number one
What flavors do they have of this?
I don't remember, but this one is ayam. So this is chicken flavor. The chicken flavor was like the one that I would always get. They would, I think they had barbecue flavor. No. I only remember chicken flavor.
Dude, that guy looks like how I feel right now.
That looks like an empanada to me. That looks like an empanada flavor right there.
That does look like empanadas. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that taco?
Is that taco? No,
it was an empanada. Let me see. They got BBQ, they got ayam, and they got pedas. This is definitely on some.
I know ayam. Ayam means chicken, and then the barbecue is barbecue. I don't know what the other one is though.
Pedas? I don't know, dude. Pedas. Yeah.
Let me see what that means.
Dude, pedas, like
PEDA.
I know, I heard it wrong. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, you did. Go just shut up and go eat your Ted DiBiase. Go get your Ted DiBiase.
Meaning in English. Spicy. It just means spicy. So it's probably pronounced badas.
Okay.
If I remember it. Badas.
All right. Let's go, guys.
Going. Yeah.
All right. For 5,000 coins, guys, my pick for number two. I don't know if they have these here. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them, but I think I have. But I haven't. No, I haven't seen them. Guys, when these things hit the... Dude, I'm so old. I'm dating myself. I remember when these things came out, right? Before these things came out, they were called... we only had the roll-ups, the fruit roll-ups.
But
when Fruit by the Foot came out, marketing genius right here. Kids were obsessed with this.
Yes.
The fruit.
I remember you could get like comics and stuff on the actual strip.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah. This is my number two favorite snack of all time. Yeah. And basically, wow, they got sweet fire. Yeah. So when these things hit
they got a spicy one?
They got a spicy one, right? That's crazy, right?
When these things hit the final fun is what Patrick says.
We don't got no Costco out here, Jay.
Diabetes by the foot.
Guys, we don't got no Costco. We got no Target. We ain't got no Walmart out here, dude. So stop teasing me. Guys,
we have Walter Mart, though.
We have Walter Mart. Was this a thing here in the Philippines?
That is crazy.
Did people have SNR? Can you get this at SNR? Is there a Fruit by the Foot here in the Philippines? I haven't seen it.
I feel like I've seen it.
No.
Probably have to go to Rustin's or something like that.
I doubt there's any. Okay, guys, if you guys get to see this, try it out. It's really cool. It's like, they come in these little packages. And basically, it's just candy and it's just like tape. It's like eating tape. It's just a fun way to eat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right now, you can actually buy Fruit by the Foot and it comes with it's a variety pack. So you get Fruit by the Foot, Gushers.
Oh, that almost made my list too. Gushers.
And something else from that company. So it's all in one big box now.
So, okay.
Did they come up with the bubblegum, the bubblegum roll?
I believe that. Yeah.
Same
there's
one?
Three of them. There's Maybe? Three of them.
Yeah. Papa G's off said it looks like bacon tape.
We'll get you a box.
We're going to get them out here. We're going to get them out here, guys. We're going to try some. All right, guys. For 5,000 coins, guys, here it is. Here's my question.
Okay.
If Fruit by the Foot rolls, what crunches. Guys, fruit by the foot rolls. What snack crunches? There it is! Oompa Loompa!
Oompa Loompa 73, you got
you
it!
5,000 coins!
There Woo, you go!
B-cut is crunchy! Check it
I
out!
I love how say Papa Jason said B-cut. All right, I'm gonna get myself a little bit of a crunch, because, you know...
Because it was a hard list? Was it a hard list?
It was a hard list!
Everybody has to take a bite. Hard list. Everybody has to take a bite.
I'll make these two eat.
Hey, Angelo, I'm going to challenge you. How many B cuts can you put in your mouth?
Not this episode.
Okay.
I've been eating. Yeah. Dude, you know what? Okay, so B cuts so like sent me like a year's worth of B cuts. And then the other company. Sent us like a year's worth of mule.
It's gonna be a B-cut mule party.
No, that's not
Patrick, I got you.
All right, there we go.
Right here.
All right, guys, moving on to number one.
Ooh, number one.
Okay, so I think Sonia is gonna be asking the question for this, so she will go last. Since I'm going first. My number one choice for favorite snack of all time since I was a childhood and now is B-cut onion and garlic, guys.
Oh,
say I'm wrong. Yeah. Say I'm wrong.
Yes.
What? Say I'm wrong. B-cut number one snack of all time.
Yeah.
Not right. A paid episode. Number one snack of all time.
Guys. Not a paid episode.
Definitely not a paid episode. I mean, we all love B-cut, yeah. So.
But to be honest, right, when I first got to the States, dude, like, when I first got here from the States, dude, I was like, dude, the chips game in the Philippines was not cracking, dude. I had a
it
bunch of different
crunching.
Times. It wasn't crunching? It was not crunchy. Yeah, it was not cracking. it did not taste right. It tasted like cardboardy. And I always thought it was like cardboardy. And then I finally had B-cut. And the B-cut barbecue ones were like the ones that I was just like, whoa, what is this? Mm-hmm. And this is the first chip that actually like, you know, that tasted of quality because it's made from 100% real potatoes. While those other chips, I don't think they're made of 100% real potatoes because they're kind of like cardboardy.
Yeah,
they're a little bit more like hot flakes than potato
like
chips.
Hot flakes.
Like potato chips. But yeah, so that's why I think so my first one I tried was the barbecue one. So that's always like one of my favorite flavors. But since you know, this onion and garlic flavor, I've been liking this one because my cats don't like the smell of garlic, and when I go, I know. It drives me crazy.
You need to send me a video of that.
Instagram. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what the coolest thing is that B-cut just came out with the new party pack, guys. For the barbecue flavor. So look how big this thing is right here, dude. It's like twice the fun. So yes, B-cut is my favorite snack of all time. B-cut right here.
B-cut. B-cut.
B-cut.
Just to remind you guys that this is not a sponsored episode.
Not a sponsored episode.
Not at all.
I just happened to come across this B-cut USB. And it is the coolest thing. I just happened to come across it.
How weird is that? We have the same USB. Like, that's V-cut too.
The B-cut shirt is tight. Actually, the B-cut shirt is tight.
No, I actually do.
Yeah, it's designed by Team Manila, Green Archer Boy. All right, number one.
Potatoes
got a potate, dude.
Oh, man.
All right, Ron. Ron, what is your number one? And you know what you're going to say, right? What is your number one?
I have no idea. You know what? Angelo did take my pick. He took my pick. It was the onion garlic B cut. To be honest with you guys, I actually cook this with anytime I do baked salmon. I layer this on, you know, on
what?
On top. So
wow, you got a V-cut hack.
Yes. So if you have a toaster oven, and
listen, guys, listen. If anybody from V-Cut here, I don't know if you know how to do this. Ron, tell them what step one is.
Step one, you take the take your V-Cut and unbag your V-Cut. You know what I mean? Take your toaster oven, cook your salmon accordingly. You know what I mean? I like to put a little salt and pepper. You know what I mean? Maybe put some capers,
some onion and garlic, perhaps.
But onion and garlic V-cut chips on your salmon is very, very good. So if you guys
a little bit of butter, a little bit of crust. Guess what my video will be tonight for V-cut? I'm gonna have me some V-cut baked salmon.
You guys can find a good cut of salmon with, the onion garlic is one. I mean, the other flavors you could try, but it's the onion garlic, the one that's...
Danica says, how do you open your pack? Danica, there's only one way to open a V-cut.
You got to open it.
Open it from the side.
Oh, there's another way of opening chips, though. I actually learned this at a party. This is actually quite a no. I'm not going to actually a no.
You can
take the bag like this. Then you pop it with a key. Pop! And then you kind of go around here. So it just kind of becomes like a little bowl. That's another way of opening a bag.
Nice chip hack, Sonia.
Nice chip hack for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sonia, what is your favorite snack of all time?
I don't know if you guys are going to – I don't know if you guys get this here. So my number one snack – I used to hate barbecue flavored chips.
Me too.
Like barbecue flavored chips are just like, they're the runt of all chips. Like you don't really, I don't want to say that. Oh, never mind. They're just like they're the boo-boo chips that you're like, oh, what barbecue boo. So when I finally actually was left with this one, I'm like, oh man, at a party. It's like, this is all we have. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is all we have. And then I finally tried it. And I'm like, this is actually not bad, dude. This is not bad. That just happens to be V-Cut! Barbecue V-Cut!
Now we're a larger party.
It's in a party size too. And you know what's cool about this? It's actually vegan. I'm sad because I used to love the cheese flavor. I used to love the onion flavor. Can't have that now, but I got my barbecue flavor, and I actually have another V-cut. I have another V-cut hack. This actually happened.
Vegan friendly is what you're saying. The barbecue flavor,
barbecue one is vegan friendly as far as I know. Like ingredients,
vegan friendly guys.
Yeah. So the V stands for vegan. Just so you know,
Papa Jay said he did not see that one coming.
Right. Guys, I do have another V-cut hack for you, though. I accidentally discovered this like a couple months ago while I was walking from the Shell when I had my V-cut, and I actually had some Tyrón on me, and for some reason I was just really, really hungry. I don't know how this happened, but I somehow ended up with V-cut and Tyrón in my mouth, and like
explosion.
Really good, dude. It's weird.
Okay,
it's good. Go out there, try it. Try it.
V-cut and Tyrón, guys. V-cut and Tyrón.
V-cut and Tyrón, specifically barbecue.
So we got two things.
Maybe the cheese would be good.
Yeah. So guys, don't forget to write down.
Maybe the spicy and the salty with the Tyrón.
Yeah, the spicy.
Guys, don't forget that you heard it from Usapan Retro, right? You could get the onion and garlic V-cut crusted salmon, baked salmon, right? That's a Ron Sora. And Sonia is coming with the V-cut BBQ and Tyrón. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yep.
V-cut BBQ and Tyrón. You heard it here first.
You heard it here, man. You got the Tyrón salad.
Yes.
Tyrón salad.
All right, Sonia, for 5,000 coins, what is your question?
All right. For 5,000 coins. How many flavors does V-cut come in?
Denonimus! Did you win already?
Denonimus!
Denonimus, there it is. You got
Denonimus.
It, guys.
Denonimus, yes.
Three flavors. Bam, three.
Quick.
There it is, guys.
Bam! Three flavors. So that's the spicy barbecue flavor, the cheese flavor, and we have the onion and garlic flavor, just for those who are listening on Spotify.
But next week, we got something for the cheese flavor next week, guys.
Ooh. All right. Hey, Mike. And,
what's up, guys, Mike?
If you guys, was there any snacks that we missed? Or actually anything that you guys honorable liked mention? That we didn't mention? Yeah. But you know what we liked already. We liked everything V-cut and anything that not V-cut we don't like. Did we do Mic-Mix? I didn't do a Mic-Mix. What is a Mic-Mix?
Mic-Mix? What is Mic? Oh, is that the Milko? Oh, no, I'm thinking Milko. Milko's are good.
Thank you.
But what about, dude? This is like the meta.
Oh, there it is.
Guys, this was the meta of all childhood snacks. Who, you guys know this one?
Oh, White Rabbit.
Yeah. White Rabbit is number one on everyone's list.
Dude, I remember Choco Tacos. I remember Choco Tacos, dude. We did say how, Nadine. How was number one.
I did switch out my ice cream. I almost put a It's It.
Yeah, so I see the Mic-Mix. The Mic-Mix are the powders. I remember. Hey, what was that? Like that bubble gum that would kill you in the Philippines that you could like blow into like giant bubbles.
Yeah,
that wasn't a snack though. That was more of like a, I forget the name, but it wasn't edible.
It was like a candy.
It was literally just plastic
balloon. Yes, plastic balloon. If you would inhale that, you would inhale it, and that's how you would get high as a kid.
Yeah,
I never blow a big bubble.
Yeah, I don't think it's not a candy.
Angelo, really? I hope you weren't. If you were eating that as a kid, it would explain a lot. I'm just kidding.
Birds. Let's see, bazooka bubble gum. Yeah, I love bazooka bubble gum in the comic book. Chalk nuts for damn sure. We love chalk nuts.
Oh, chalk nut! Oh my goodness.
All right, I gotta tell Nadine. Hey, Nadine, can we go buy some? No, Danica, those are not our favorites. Get that off the list.
No, we don't eat those.
No, we don't eat those. We don't mess with those.
Mm-hmm. Don't say the P word. Barnuts, Horlicks, dude. Papa Jason Horlicks was like, that was almost on my list here, right here. I had it ready. Horlicks is like it was like our Milo. We loved Milo. Yeah, Ovaltine and Horlicks. Horlicks was like a malt drink. I don't even know what flavor, like.
Ooh, nerds. Really, really good. I love nerds.
It was really, really good.
Yo, did they ever have, let me see, what else? Did they have, oh man, I totally spaced now.
What?
Totally spaced.
That's me.
Warheads were good too. Oh my god, Jolly Ranchers. Like,
no, okay. What about, did they have Johnny Applehead over here or Johnny Appleseeds over here?
Oh,
and Lemonhead.
Lemonhead.
Did they have that in the Philippines? Starburst, I did like. Whammo's.
Sugus was like my Starburst. Sugus was like Starburst.
I always thought Sugus were like the bootleg Haichus. Facts or not?
Haichus.
Oh, you never had a Haichu?
Lifesavers. Oh.
You never had a Haichu, Sonia?
Geeky ones. What? I don't know what a Haichu is.
You never had a Haichu, Sonia?
I'll get you some.
Really?
Okay. If you like Sugus, you got to try a Haichu. A Haichu is like I always thought Sugus were bootleg Haichus. Look at these.
They don't look fun at all. They look like super adult. They look like
they're from Japan. They're from Japan, and they pack a lot of flavor. You see where the look comes from.
Yeah. See, we had Sugus.
Daiso also has the limited edition ones there too. So if you go to Daiso, you can get limited edition.
But if you want like the radioactive ones, was the Starburst.
I love Star
the American ones are like the American ones are like I don't know if those things were like purely edible, but yeah,
I might be in the minority in here, but I was a fan of chocolate gummy bears. I love
chocolate covered gummy bears.
Okay. What was the you know, I never
really
got
the mud bears, right? They're really good.
Some mud butts. All right, the ones I never understood, and I don't know who likes this, and I don't know why this flavor exists. Is black licorice. What the hell is that?
Yeah, no, pass, dude. Okay, yeah, snacks we hated. That's
who the hell eats black licorice, dude? What is it? What is the purpose? Like, why does that exist? Who buys that and who eats it? Who's a fan of black licorice here? It's like eating a candle.
Eating star anise. Star anise is kind of like that, right?
Anise tastes like that. Even anise like goes down really bad. I gag when I drink anise because it tastes like.
Anise.
What's up, Pat Verdejo? How's it going?
Sparingly.
What's up, Pat? How are you?
Hey, Pat.
Hi, Pat. How's it going?
Yeah. So, anyways, guys, let's end it over here. So mm-hmm. we could because I really want to go try this V-cut, this onion and garlic crusted V-cut.
Hold up. Before we leave, though, why don't we sort of we have the V-cut flavors that we have here, but what about V-cut fantasy flavors, like flavors we want?
No, we got to save that. We have four episodes.
We have four episodes?
Yeah, right. Of V-cut. Yeah, we're going to save that. Next one, we're going to be V-cut fantasy flavors, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's take this out. Hold on, where's here it is. I haven't said this in a while, so I'm gonna say it now. Yes,
okay.
I do want V-cut spicy also, Pat, but I also want like V-cut balut and V-cut tamarind and all sorts of other. But I just want to let everybody know this podcast is brought to you by the Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics and the Crunchy V-cuts.
Thank you, V-Cut.
A crunchy V-Cut. Let me.
V-Cut CC.
Thank you,
CC. Oh, that was really good.
Nom, 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 nom. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Be sure to add us on Spotify and other podcast platforms out there. And or follow us on YouTube and follow us on the Facebook and
Instagram.
I think I'm going to make an official Usapan Retro account on Kumu. But follow my account for now until you hear about that other one. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Later, guys. Peace.
Bye, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.